Hey everybody, Eric Clark, Monday, November 13th, doing another one after Apple. We're going to do Microsoft. Mr. Softy, MSFT is the symbol. It's been a core holding in the dynamic brand strategy because it's one heck of a stable, predictable business. And, you know, I always like to take a step back and remind people of, you know, there are some massive gains to be had if you do the research, understand where trends are going, identify the leading companies, leading management teams, and you're willing to stick through the volatility that happens sometimes. Nothing goes straight up without volatility. If it does, then you should be worried about it. Crypto. Let's look at Microsoft. Big picture, you know, the IPO was March of 86, just looking at some notes, obviously founded by Bill Gates. 143,900% return since then. $10,000 would have turned into $9.8 million starting in January of 1990 versus about $251,000 for the S&P. So again, along with Apple, you had to endure lots of big drawdowns. It is what it is. That's the nature of stocks. And the good news is you get a chance to add to your positions and build bigger positions of great companies. We call them mega brands on big dislocations, right? People get so focused on, oh my God, the stock price is going down. The economy is struggling, blah, blah, blah. And then you can't think, well, when the recovery happens, and it always does, these stocks are going to rip, companies like this are going to rip right back. And so, you know, you get a chance to buy in tranches on the way down. So when you go back up, your average cost is higher and your recovery to all-time highs is quicker. That's just simple stuff, but it's very hard for people to deal with because they get so emotional. $2.73 trillion in market cap, $218 billion in annual revenues, 43% operating margins, $63 billion of free cash flow for the last 12 months. Not much of a dividend, you know, similar. Pays a low dividend, 0.82%, I think, but it grows every year. So you're going to get paid on that dividend over year all the time. And, you know, if you look at the businesses, you got the Windows operating system. Obviously, that's where it all started. Then you have Azure and the cloud, intelligent cloud with AI. And then you have gaming. They call it personal computing. So it's Windows and client and that dreadful, absolutely dreadful, I wish they'd put it out of their misery, Bing search engine. But then you have Surface and laptops and Xbox and now the acquisition of Activision to really get and beef up their cloud gaming and the kind of service part of the business. So $56.5 billion in revenue the most recent quarter. That was up 13% year over year. Net income, 22 and change billion, up 27%. So solid business, great stock compounder, fairly recurring revenue machine that generates a lot of cash flow. Again, totally right for this kind of environment. A big part of every ETF. So as money goes into the Qs and S&P, et cetera, more and more money go into these bigger companies. We could certainly say, well, you're just basically buying momentum. And you know what? Momentum is a pretty powerful style factor that we pay attention to. And whether you like it or not, if money's, you know, think about it. If you have a, let's say you have a $1 million portfolio, whether you're doing it yourself or you're doing it through a financial advisor, the vast majority of that portfolio is in large cap. That's just always the way it's been. You have a little bit of mid, a little bit of small on the value and the growth, maybe a little international, a little bit of emerging markets, but the big chunk of equities is large cap, right? That's the core of the portfolio. And so when money is going into those things and it's the biggest part of your portfolio, naturally they're going to get the lion's share of the money, which has driven up these companies, but they're great businesses, stable, predictable, high quality balance sheets, visionary management team. Satya Nadella was an unbelievable upgrade from Steve Ballmer. No offense, Steve, you're a funny guy. But Satya has just absolutely crushed it at Microsoft. So let's take a look at some of the trends. You know, everybody now focuses on Azure and the public cloud and now AI. That obviously is going to be where the higher growth comes from, but there's real stability and predictability in the productivity division. That's about $18.5 billion in revenue. Again, that's the Office 365 cloud, Exchange, Skype, LinkedIn, all that kind of stuff. That's super stable, highly recurring. Then you have $24 billion for the intelligence and cloud, which is the Azure and AI, and then $13.5 billion for personal computing, Windows client, et cetera. So but it's really the Azure and the AI is what's gotten people super excited. And, you know, I think they spent $10 billion for a stake in OpenAI. Clearly, they're integrating that into their suite of products for corporate IT. I mean, in the recent call, they called out customers are using OpenAI, over 18,000 of them already. And the Microsoft 365 Copilot is broadly available as of November 1st. So it's available. 40% of the Fortune 100 were already previewing and potentially using the product. And so there's a lot of early adoption with Copilot, and that's only going to get more important as they build capabilities in that thing and it becomes something that companies can't live without. So within the cloud, it's really Azure for Microsoft and AWS for Amazon. As I've said before, I think there's more upside in Amazon stock simply because they're had a different, more difficult time through COVID and had a massive spending cycle that's now kind of rolling over a little bit, which should make free cash flow and net income, you know, get back to quote normal. But both of them, I think, are stable, predictable. In some cases, Microsoft is probably more stable, predictable, given the corporate IT infrastructure and the amount of money that companies invest in their technology and infrastructure and now AI. So, you know, generative AI, large language models, literally inning one. I don't think anybody really knows what's capable of all of this technology and how it's going to affect companies. But I think we do know that it's going to help companies who are adopting it, if they can afford it, obviously, and companies who are selling and servicing that over time. So strong EPS growth, up 27% year over year, some decent gross margin expansion, some quarterly revenue growth recently accelerated 12% year over year. So lots of visibility and stability at a time when there's a lot of uncertainty. So naturally, money might want to flow there anyway as one of those things that's more stable and predictable. So 25 times earnings to me is not that expensive for the stability and predictability of the business, plus the potential hockey stick upside of the AI adoption that happens over time. Again, it just doesn't like a light switch where it just turns on, right? Companies still are trying to figure out how they're going to use and adopt AI and machine learning into their businesses, what parts of the business get affected negatively, where the layoffs are going to come, because that's going to happen, how they can cut costs and delight consumers and customers. So there's a lot of things that are kind of unknown. We just know that the trends are very positive and Azure and AWS are seemingly re-accelerating from here, which is a good thing because that is a big driver of both of those stocks. And then lastly, you know, the Activision, honestly, to me, the Activision thing, the acquisition was a little bit curious. I understand why they want to build this more broad gaming platform. And they wanted to basically buy game titles and IP and technology and staff, et cetera. But it was a pretty expensive acquisition. It finally got approved. So we're, you know, over the next year, we're going to start to see how it contributes to the overall business. But, you know, Call of Duty is the big Activision game. Microsoft owns Minecraft already through a bunch of different acquisitions. World of Warcraft, Candy Crush. So I do believe that Activision is in much better hands from an operator perspective than it was in the founder Bobby Kotick's hands. They've had a lot of problems with turnover and, you know, not as great a work environment, et cetera. So I think Microsoft will be able to really extract a lot of profitability and cost cuts out of Activision, which make the acquisition obviously a lot more attractive. So they tried to buy Discord, couldn't do that one. That would have been an interesting acquisition for Microsoft. And with the amount of cash flow these guys generate and the forward-looking vision that Satya and his team have, it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they make new acquisitions. But, you know, it just seems like the amount of money and time that's going to go into generative AI and machine learning and AI in general as a broad category, that's likely going to be where the acquisitions and a lot of the CapEx is being spent, because ultimately there should be a pretty decent ROI there. So, you know, the company is a good core steady Eddie position. I almost liken it to a Costco or a Visa, given the high recurring revenue and predictability of the stream. The stock is a beta less than one, so it tends to be less volatile than the overall market. And when you get a chance to see a little pullback in the market, or just, you know, maybe some news or something, you buy more, because this thing is only growing more and deeper over time and getting more profitable. And yes, a lot of that is baked into the price at $2.7 trillion in market cap. But, you know, the big keep getting bigger and stronger and more dominant. And unless we have some anti-competitive rulings, I don't see anything to change that. So steady as she goes, Microsoft's right around all-time highs. The chart looks great. So stay and buy when you get a chance to add on dips. Thanks a lot. See ya.